The Democratic Alliance, through our lawyers, has written to COGTA Minister Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma and given her until 2 p.m. on Wednesday, the 3rd of June, to provide us with the reasons why the personal care industry is not allowed to operate under Level 3, which Cabinet Minister is in fact responsible for issuing directions around the personal care industry, and why the continued ban and criminalization of the personal care industry, which includes hairdressers, is sustainable and continuing. It is simply unthinkable that hundreds of thousands of personnel that work in this industry, from working class communities to more affluent communities, are being prejudiced in a way where there is no rational or scientific basis to justify this continued ban. That is why the Democratic Alliance is committed to fighting for the single mothers, the families that rely on this industry to get by on a day-to-day basis. We hope that the Minister will provide us with this information by the closing date of 2 p.m. tomorrow, and should she fail to do so, the DA will not hesitate to approach the court on an urgent basis so that we can ensure that this industry, which is really important to many people across the country, is allowed to operate on an urgent basis.